Salakaya Chaksaruna Tamdena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishnatasaya Bhutale Sri Bhakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Pashchatya Desatarine Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Bhagavatavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjadi Hari Kulti Dana Vallava Giri Saradhari Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Bonachari Jayarata Matava Kunjati Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjali Hari Jaya Gaura Nithai Jaya Gaura Nithai Jaya Gaura Nithai Jaya Jaya Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkanath, Rukmini Dwarkanath. Jaya Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Nayanam Nasitya Ranghavan Rotamam, Deving Sarasati Vyasam, Tato Jaya Vajajat, Maka Karoti Vachalam, Pangulangaya Tegin, Yat Kita Tamahang Vande, Si Guru Nihanam, Paraman Maram, Si Chaitanya Swami.
Wrong way.
No.
Far left.
Today, a philosopher will be reading the verse.
Hare Krishna. This okay?
Please.
Yay.
I'm honored.
Hari Bol. So, reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 17, or Text 14. So, it's a prose verse. It's not very long, so I'll read it. And then we'll do the translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.
Haribo. Navasvapi vareshu bhagavan narayano maha purusha purushanam tat anugraha yatma tatva viyuhinatman nadyapi sanidyite. Translation. To show mercy to his devotees in each of these nine tracts of land, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Narayana, expands himself in his quadruple principles of Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. In this way, he remains near his devotees to accept their service. Purport. In this connection, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur informs us that the demigods worship the Supreme Lord in his various deity forms, Archa Vigraha. Because except in the spiritual world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be directly worshipped in person. In the material world, the Lord is always worshipped as the Archa Vigraha, or deity in the temple. There is no difference between the Archa Vigraha and the original person, and therefore those who are engaged in worshipping the deity in the temple in full opulence, even on this planet, should be understood to be directly in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead without a doubt. As enjoined in the Shastras, Archye Vishnau Shila Dir Gurushu Naramati. No one should treat the deity in the temple as stone or metal, nor should one think that the spiritual master is an ordinary human being. End of quote. One should strictly follow this Shastric injunction and worship the deity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without offenses. The spiritual master is the direct representative of the Lord, and no one should consider him an ordinary human being. By avoiding offenses against the deity and the spiritual master, one can advance in spiritual life or Krishna consciousness. In this regard, the following quotation appears in the Laghu Bhagavatamrita. Very long verse, so I'll just read the translation. Quote, in the Padma Purana, it is said that in the spiritual world, the Lord personally expands in all directions and is worshipped as Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. The same God is represented by the deity in this material world, which is only one quarter of his creation. Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha are also present in the four directions of this material world. There is the Vaikuntha Loka covered with water in this material world, and on that planet is a place called Vedavati, where Vasudeva is located. Another planet known as Vishnu Loka is situated above such a loka. and there Sankarshan is present. Similarly, in Dwarkapuri, Pradyumna is the predominator. On the island known as Svetadvip, there is an ocean of milk, and in the midst of that ocean is a place called Airavati Pura, where Aniruddha lies on Ananta. In some of the Satpata Tantras, there is a description of the nine Varshas and the predominating deity worshipped in each. 1. Vasudeva. 2. Sankarshan. 3. Pradyumna. 4. Aniruddha. Narayana. Nrsimha. Hayagriva. Mahavaraha. And Brahma. End of quote. The Lord Brahma mentioned in this connection is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When there is no fit human being to empower as Lord Brahma, the Lord Himself takes the position of Lord Brahma. Tatra Brahma tu Vigyaya Purvokta Vidhaya Hari. That Brahma mentioned here is Hari Himself. End of the purport. So read the translation again. To show mercy to His devotees in each of these nine tracts of land, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Narayana, expands Himself in His quadruple principles of Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. In this way, He remains near His devotees to accept their service. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
So, this, hello, Hare Krishna. Am I hurt?
No.
Hi, all. Now, this verse is glorifying the Archa Vigraha, or the Archa Avatar, the deity of the Lord, which descends in this material world. A lot of these are from deity installations. So, as you can see, I've been involved in a lot of deity installations in recently in Rajahmundry. We installed the Gordon Tide deity. Before there was the Jagannath Baladev Subhadra and the Radha Gopinath. So, similarly, a couple of years ago, we had a very big installation of the Ashtasakis, and we moved the Radha Govinda to their new place in Tirupati. Of course, before that, we had the Panchatattva Deity installed in Mayapur. And around the world are different deities. Here we have Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkanath, Gaurini Thai, Jagannath Valade Subhadra. Prabhupada mentions in the purport that the Pujari is in touch with the Lord through the deity. I think it's here in Los Angeles once I heard Prabhupada turn to the Pujari. There was a lady here who was a Pujari. And he asked her, "Is the Lord happy?" She looked a little bewildered. And Prabhupada, he said, "Well, you're a Pujari, you should know. You're in touch with the Lord, you should know how He feels. Is He happy?" So she was speechless. But I remember that. And that actually the Pujari is in touch with the deity. There's some deities which are more like active. They call in Bengali a Jagrata. That the deity installed by Nityananda in what's that place called? north of Pranihati, Khordaha. In Khordaha, that's Radha Shyamasundar. They say that if the pujari is very neglectful, the deity gets angry and starts to sweat. If the deity sweats, the pujari dies. So, I feel the pujari's left their body. If you want to be a pujari there, you got to be really attentive. Otherwise, you get immediate reaction. We had a situation. We had our deities in the Mayapur of Jagannath. They're very Jagata. Since 500 years, they're like spontaneous. They call Swayam Prakash. I mean, almost. So one time the pujari was, he didn't know that he had put salt instead of sugar in the charamrita. You don't do that. Especially, you don't do that with any deity, and especially you don't do that with Jagannath. So he was riding his bicycle back to Mayapur, and there was some crazy guy laying down on the road. All of a sudden the crazy guy jumped up, ha! Pushed him off the cycle. And he's there laying on the ground. And maybe I made some mistake today. He went back to the deities and he found that he had put salt in the charamrita. So, there was someone who stole the cement from the deity. That day, someone got knifed in the nearby village. So the police were doing a door-to-door search for the attacker. And they came across one house, had 50 bags of cement, which he couldn't really explain how he got the cement. And we had given a diary that Jagannath cement, 50 bags were stolen. Well, in India, the police used their own methods of persuasion, which I don't know if I should go into here, but it doesn't exactly follow the Geneva Code of Conduct, but they kind of hang the guy upside down and give him a massage with their stick. He contests everything. He went back to Jagannath, "I'll never steal again from you, please." So Jagannath, he very fast acting. Now, I ask here all the devotees in Rabindranath to tell me some lila of the deity here. I got a few devotees told me some pastime, but Rabindranath, he keeps giving me a rain check. He said, "Anytime, I'll give you. It's probably my fault. I haven't come back to him and told him when I'm free. And he's very busy. But I'm sure that in the, there's a lot of Aditi pastimes here. So, unfortunately, the American people, a lot of them think that the deities are idols and they're very offensive. So, these deities are not idols. They're actually requested to come by Prabhupada or by one of his representatives. And therefore, they are actually Acha Avatar. They are one of the incarnation of the Lord, in a visible form that we can see, so we can worship them, we can, we have this a great opportunity to worship the Lord and to take His blessings. Every day, when I go for my therapy, I always try to come here and offer my prayers to the deities. We've been trained that that the deities are Krishna himself. Now, for years I was going to the in the Sri Rangam, the Ranganath Devi. But I didn't know exactly how they were. I knew that they came from, they were worshipped by Lord Ram. And they were brought by Vidishina to the Sri Rangam. And then all the rishis prayed that this deity shouldn't leave India. So Ganesh came as a young round boy, and the demigods made the Vidishina feel urgent call of nature. So he asked the round boy, "Would you hold the deity for me?" Because the deity said, "Well, wherever you put me down, that's where I'll stay." So the round boy said, "Oh, sure, I'll carry the deity. But how long do I have to hold him?" "Well, I'll just be right back. I just pass water from that." So I said, "Well, I'll call out 3 times. If you don't come back, then, you know, I can't hold forever. And I'll put down." So all the devas gave this Vidishina unlimited urine. And so Ganesh, he hit, "Hello! First call, second call, third call, okay, put it down." And he ran off. So Vidishina, he saw, "You wrestling, you use a plot." He chased after him, and Ganesh had his temple on top of the rock. So he chased him right out to the rock fort, and there, just before Ganesh took his form back as a deity, Vidishina punched him in the back of the head, "You rascal, you." And to this day, I didn't have the courage, I don't know what, inspiration or whatever, to climb up the whole hill to see that deity. They say the deity got a love on the back of his head from the head of Vidishina. So, and when Vidishina came down, he couldn't move the deity. So the deity said, "Oh, you can turn me. I'll face Sri Lanka, but I'll stay here." So from there, he blesses Vidishina. He's facing to the south. So, or wherever, southeast. But then I found out that Lord Brahma, he had worshipped the Kiradakshaya Vishnu, or the for a long time he had worshipped that I want a deity of Krishna. So after a long time of worship and austerity, out came this deity from the ocean of milk. And this deity was worshipped by Rama himself. It's a self-manifested deity. And Rama gave it to some of his Satyaloka residents to worship. And then somehow it was given to the sun god. And then from the sun god it came down to the dynasty of the Kshatriyas on earth, Ikshvaku and others. And then it came like that to Ram. So I knew from Ram on, but I didn't know how it actually was worshipped by Lord Rama. So we have very special deities on our planet. Deities that were worshipped by Rama. And we went to South India, and some of the histories of the different deities there are very amazing. They call them the Divya Deshas. So there's one. Andhra Pradesh. There's the deity of Raha Narasingha. That Prahlad, he requested Narasinghani that I would like to see that form of you that liberated my uncle, Hiranyaksha. I saw the Lord manifested his Varaha form. So his Narasinghadev with the head of Raha. So it's Raha Narasingha, healing form. It's very unusual. Now, this form is covered all year long with sandalwood. Every 3 months they add 45 kilos of sandalwood paste. For 12 hours a year, the deity is uncovered. So you can imagine what the rush is like to see the deity. For 12 hours the whole year, the deity is uncovered. And then he covers again. And it looks like a big egg. So I've seen the eggs form, but I never saw the deity form. 12 hours a day. 12 hours a year. Well, the temple president, he knew how to attract me. He said, okay, if you come for the groundbreaking of our temple, on this particular day, we'll arrange for you the darshan of the deity. Okay, okay. And he said, it's all arranged. You don't have to wait the normal 8 hours queue. You'll come right up. So he took me up. I went up through all the exit gates. I had a special test. I got right up. I said, wow, this is really Krishna's mercy. This is easy. And I got up to the last gate. And there, the police officer looked at it. I don't care for this. And there I was, stuck, the last gate. Krishna never makes it easy. So I was, oh no. Krishna, please, you want your darshan. So then, the temple president climbed over the barricade that they had erected, and he saw the executive officer, the EO. Now he said, well, today we hand over to the police, but I'll try to let him in. So somehow he got the door open and I was let in the last gate. So they let me go behind all the people. They could only go like 20 feet from the deities, and then they came, took the darshan and went. Somehow I was allowed to go behind, and I was allowed to go into the deity room. And I could see from like 4 feet away the Raha Narasingha Murti, which is millions of years old. And I was there for a long time. I was there like 15 minutes. And someone said, hey, what is she doing there? Come on. And then I was taken out. So like that, we had some very nice blessings from different deities. One day I was at the Balaji deity for like the whole morning, for like 4 hours, because I was taken through the safari. So we started from the Sula Bharat. They have like four brahmanas. They chant the same mantras we chant to wake the deity plus others. But they start with Otishtha, Otishtha, Vajrante, like we also say these mantras. Please wake up, Lord. And then they chant their Divya Varanda, their special Balaji mantras. And that's over the loudspeaker system on the whole mountaintop. So starting from that, and they let a certain number of people come in to see the deity worship, the bathing of the deity. So I could stay with each function. They let like 10, 20 devotees come in. So I was their official guide to each group. So I was there for like 4 hours. After one thing, I came out, came back in. So I saw the dating of the deities, came out, came back in. So then they offer 108 Tulsi to Lotus Feet. Om Govindayana, Om Vishnayana, Om, like that, one after another. And there's a few Brahmanas chanting, and they offer Tulsi to the Lotus Feet. That's called Tanla Puja. Tulsi flowers in there. And then they have the Purva Darshan. All the rest of the devotees we got in. The first darshan of the Lord. That's after that, it's like 2 seconds darshan. It's real fast, but that way they go a little slow. So somehow I was allowed to stay. And one of the times, the chief minister of Gujarat, he had come because his party was in great trouble in Gujarat. So he was praying to the Balaji. I don't know when he prayed, but he could imagine. I went down to Balaji and prayed. So somehow his party survived there was no confidence emotion in their state parliament. So he was sitting next to me, I was sitting in front. So like this, we had some special mercy. In a place called Kanakula Krishnanagara. It's a Krishnanagara by the side of the Kana River. There's a Radha, there's a Goldina Devi, which was worshipped by Ram Aviram Das. He's a cowherd boy, Sudan. To this day, they worship the deity with the door open. And they show how they decorate the deity, how they bathe. So that tradition was started by Ram Aviram Das. So Ram Aviram, he directly was a, I think, Srinam. So he was shrunk by Lord Nityananda, and he was brought to join the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. So he stayed with Lord Nityananda. When he went back to Bengal, he accompanied the Lord. So there he was worshiping this deity. It says how he was assigned a certain area by Lord Nityananda, and he preached there. He made the people his disciples. He empowered some disciples. He had a Krishna Balaram Deity, and the deity was too close. It was driving people away from his temple. He told them a little further. Interesting pastime with around on around. Now, one day, one tantric came, and he said, "What are these bhakti yogis? I don't care for them. I'll show them my shakti." And there was a favorite tree of Lord Nityananda. He'd always sit under this Gokul tree. This tantric, he burned it to ashes. "See thy power to ashes." Ha 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 ha. And someone went and told the Ajuram, "They burnt Nityananda's favorite tree to ashes and crazy tantric." "What?" he went on and saw. "Where is Nityananda going to sit? This is intolerable." He pulled out of here, said, "Back, Punagala, rickshaw." The tree was back. Now, burning a tree to ashes is one thing, but make it come back. That chant, uh-oh. I'm messing with the wrong guy. And then he turned around to the tantric. "So, what should I do with you?" "No, I surrender. It's an interesting place. So there, like that, they have interesting deities. Now, these deities, these places have become places of pilgrimage in the West. There, one of our devotees here was taking a tour around. It's a bit tough. Everybody starts taking tours, and people are complaining they're getting ripped off. Some people took the money, didn't take the tour, so ISKCON has officially no tour anymore from India to here. But he had told me that they like so much to visit L.A. and visit different temples, see deities, that many people start to chant 16 rounds and became devotees after seeing all these deities in the Western countries. So it's, these are actually our places of pilgrimage. Prabhupada visited here. He worshipped these deities. You go to these different temples, and they're worshipped by some pure devotee, some associate of Lord Chaitanya, so they're considered to be a very holy place. Well, these temples that were personally worshipped by Prabhupada, I saw Prabhupada coming here. They do that at the annual festival, but I saw in real life. He'd come by some limousine or car, and then the devotees would line up on both sides and blow the flowers at his lotus feet. And he'd come into the temple and see the deities. So he was doing this pastime when he was here. So this is a place of pilgrimage. And similarly, especially those temples that he visited, those deities are very special. Of course, all the temples are special, but those that were worshipped by Prabhupada or some pure devotee, they are, according to our tradition, we consider them to be even more special. In any case, these archa avatars are Krishna himself, and we can pray to them, we can surrender to them. Now, if we have faith, they'll reciprocate with our faith. Once they start reciprocating, the flow goes. So, like, there's a deity of Gopal Krishna, a small Gopal, a lot of Gopal they call it. This is in Shikhanda. So there, the little child of Mukundananda, and I forget his wife's name, but they're both Vaishnava, Vaishnavi. Their son was I got Ranganath in the brain, but Ranga something. I'll come back. So the father, he had to go to see some disciple who was like on the deathbed. So then he quickly gave his 6-year son Upanayanam, the first mantra of the Gayatri. And so you can worship the deity, your mother will tell you what to do. I have to run. I have to go to see this disciple to help him remember Krishna at the time of death. So he went off. So the mother said, well, you just go. You ask the deity to accept the ladus, and then you come back with the plate. So he went to the deity. He put the ladus. Please accept these ladus. The deity wasn't accepting. He didn't see. He started crying. So the deity said, why are you crying? You're not taking the ladders. You want to eat? Oh, yes. My brother said you'll eat. Okay, well, so the deity became a little boy and started eating ladders. So he came back with an empty plate to his mother. The mother looked at the empty plate. Where's the ladders? Oh, the deity ate. Oh, yeah. So she was like, wondering, is this what you're eating or what's happening? So this is going on every day. And the deity was taking every day. So when Mukunda Nanda came back, the mother told him, this thing is happening. So he said, well, I'll hide in the temple and watch what's happening. So then he came in behind the deity and was watching. He was listening. She heard the voice say, please accept these ladus. Eat them. So, and he didn't hear anything. He looked out. He saw the deity was eating ladu. The deity had become like a little boy and was eating ladu. He gasped. Because you don't expect your deity to eat ladu like that. He was shocked. When he heard the gasping, the deity became stoning it. So that what he had in his hand, I have eaten ladu. This is the proof, he said. Since then, they offered the deity half ladu. So this boy became very famous. The deity is eating from his hand. And all around, he wanted to meet this boy. What's his name? Ranga son. So, but you see, all around, he bowed down to the children of Nityananda, and several children died. Because his dandavat was so powerful, if they weren't worthy to be Nityananda's children, they died. Only Birchandra and Ganga Mata, who was the incarnation of Kiradakshaya Vishnu and Ganga Devi, they survived his pranav. So I don't know exactly at what time this, but the parents were a bit apprehensive. Maybe, I guess any parent would be a bit apprehensive that all around, if he bows down to my child, the child may die. So they hit the child. They send them off. But the child heard that Ram Aviram had come. So when Ram Aviram came, he said, oh, you came. What a surprise. Of course, everyone knew he was coming because he was walking and the news carried trust in him. But they always sent him out. He is visiting his uncle. I'm sorry. So he went to some nearby orchard. And he was a bit frustrated because he had walked 10 days or something all the time, a long time, just to see this child. Well, when the boy heard that Ram was there in the orchard, he ran over to see him, and he paid his obeisances. And then immediately the Ram, he said, his this. And they hugged each other. And they were dancing. They danced so ecstatically that the boy's notorious ankle belt flew up in the air and landed a couple of kilometers away. And the people who got the notor, they kept that. And they still touched that to your hand. They get a darshan of the ankle bell of, how was it, Ranga. So, all these pastimes, but that Gopal deity is still there, and the deity at the, this child, Ranga. he, when he grew up, he established the Lord Chaitanya dancing deity in Katwa, at the place where Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. So that deity is worshipped there. And like that, there's so many deities, so many pastimes. There's the deity in Bankura, in Vishnupur, which was established by Srinivas Acharya. He's different than Srinivas Thakur. He's like, after Jiva Swami, he was the next to protect the Sampradaya. So, about 300 years after Lord Chaitanya, there was one atheistic so-called pundit. He was called Bhaskar Pandit. Now, that time the Mughal rule was a bit weaker, so he had amassed an army, and he was attacking different villages, and he had taken control of a large part of Bengal. So on many occasions he attacked Bankura kingdom, but he was not successful. This time he had amassed 10,000 soldiers, and he was going to lay siege. Well, the king, who is in the line of disciples of Srinivas Acharya, he said, "Let us everyone chant Hare Krishna for one a day to give us a blessing for going out and finding this huge horde that this bandit has made." Well, this Bhaskar Pandit, he used to rob the Brahmins and devotees and loot the temples. And he was worse than a Muslim. At that time, at least the Muslims, apart from Aurangzeb, they are quite respectful to the deities, generally speaking. So, but he wasn't. So, when he heard that the king has ordered no one raise any weapons for one day to Kirtan, he said, "Ha, ha, ha! I'll attack them now. They won't even resist. I'll kill them all. Ha, ha, ha! Me, Bhaskar Pandit, will be the ruler." So he went. But the king heard, "Pow, pow, pow, pow," heard firing of cannons. So who's, they're going up one after another like a machine gun. "Pow, pow, 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 pow." He came out. The whole 10,000 army of Bhaskar Pandit is killed. And these cannons like hot, smoking. So who did it? "I give the order, no one should fire." Well, none of his kingdom did it. One old man was there, he said, "Well, the deity came out, the deity did it. The deity took one cannon and each arm, and blah, 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 blah." He shot the deity. "Yeah, he took a big fork." So they went in the deity room, and it was smelling like a gunshot. Powder. I think the deity's name is Radha Manan Mohan. Jai Radha Manan Mohan Ki. So, interesting. All the pastimes of the deities. So, that cannon is still there, deity is still there. So many interesting pastimes of different deities. So, we are very fortunate that we have our service to the deities. We shouldn't take them to be ordinary statues, to be stone or metal or wood. We should take them that they are actually Krishna. He has come in a form that we can see. This is like in the Bible, while Moses was out on the mount, he came down there worshiping a golden calf, and he called this idolatry. That's we don't accept. Like in India, they have some people worship a deity called Varadvata. There's no such deity. A deity that they established somewhere in Madhya Pradesh that you can offer chickens to. There's no such deity. You can offer goats to Kali on the dark moon day of the year, of the month, but there's no chicken goddess. So this is idolatry. They just imagine some deity, they want to eat chicken. No deity will accept, so let's make one. All this type of things are bogus. Once they took me, they wanted to show me in Hardwar somewhere, I forget where, the Vata deity. You know, I did all the problem. I just went to see what, because I was there already, but the Prabhupada told us that deity is not, there's no such deity, Bharatmata. It's, India is called Bharat after the king of Bharat Maharaj, but there's no deity Bharatmata. So, like that, they create bogus deities. These are idolatry. We also don't accept. But to have a bona fide deity, which is installed according to the Vedic system, this deity is not an idol. It's Krishna himself. It's an archavatar. And we should respect. So, recently, when I was here a few months ago, someone brought their baby. The first time the baby leaves the house, in the Vedic tradition, they present before the deity. So they present before Rukmini Draupadi's. Rukmini dropped her, she carried a bouquet in her hand. She dropped it. So this is a blessing. So all these things, these devotees, they consider very seriously. Indeed, I went once to the Meenakshi temple in the Meenakshi forum in the Madurai, and I was praying to Meenakshi Devi that I could have devotion to Krishna and Krishna conscious things. Because I consider these Meenakshi or Shiva to be great devotees. So I pray for Krishna conscious things. And she dropped her garland. So the Pujari, he gave me the garland and he said, this is very rare. So like this, Krishna Das Kaviraj, he prayed to the deities in Vrindavan for blessing to write the Chaitanya Charamrita. I think he also prayed to Madanwanda and the deity Dhrautagar. So he took that as the assignment. He should write the Chaitanya Charamrita. So like that, we little signs from the deities, we take it to be their way of communicating. Of course, I don't think there's overtime. There's some deities that actually talked, like the an Agradeep. This Gopinath deity accepted to be the son of the Govinda Ghosh, And he said that he would offer the Shraddh on the anniversary of his death. So he had all the village leaders call, and then he came and he spoke to them. On the death anniversary of this devotee, Govinda Ghosh, I'll go to his tomb and perform the Shraddh ceremony. So they noted out. Now, it's quite rare to have Didi speak, but in this case, he spoke to so many. And we have, like in Orissa, the Sakshi Gopal, who walked all the way from Vrindavan to give his witness. So, like that, there's different devotees, different deities, which have performed the Leela. Some of those, I like to get the nectar of the what the parasite of the deities are. So I'm still waiting here. Because I firmly believe that these are Krishna. And Krishna is giving his mercy to different devotees. Those devotees, they can tell Savasaru, they can tell the other Jari, they can reveal. And like this, we don't have to tell their name. Because they some devotees say, well, I got something. But if I tell my name, people think I just after my name thing. So I won't tell, if you don't tell my name, I'll tell you. So I'm still waiting though. Then they chickened out. But like I told this last time, it's a recent one that's happened just before I had a stroke. In the Jagannath Deity of Mayapur, you see, Hindu, Muslims, Christian, everyone comes. Because the deity gives blessings. So some of the Muslims say that they couldn't have a child. They came and prayed to Jagannath to get a child. So they come and give their first mangal, So it's not uncommon that some Muslim come. So some Muslim guy with a big beard, he came looking around. Now, of course, Jagannath Puri, only the Hindus are allowed. They don't let devotees, which Prabhupada said there was an error on their part, but they don't let also, they didn't let Indira Gandhi and they didn't let, because she's married to a non-Hindu, so like that. But in this temple, we let everyone come. So, this Muslim came and Pujari offered a prasad, Jagannath tongue. He took it and threw it. I don't take the food offered to idols. So Pujari was like, listen, okay, if you don't like it, don't come. Why did you come and he come in off the rod? So he takes out the prasad. The Pujari, the guy left. Next day, the guy came back. He paid his obeisance to the Jagannath Deity, and he came out to Pujari. Can I please have the prasad? He just said, you threw it. Today it was raining. What happened? Well, so last night, you see this, the guy with the white face said that he came and he started choking me. He said, you threw my brother's prasad up. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to beat you. And then the one with the yellow face, the lady, she said, get him, get him. I was shaking, I was shaking. The one with the black face, he said to me, he said, no, he didn't commit a big offense. Let him go this time. I'll believe. I truly believe. I'll take the shot. I'll never show again. I promise. So you gave him a shot, he ate it right there. Jai Jagannath ki, Baladev ki, Subhadra Maharani ki. So like that, these deities, I'm sure that since the Prabhupada installed, there's all kinds of pastime to heaven. Maybe they'll tell our Siddhanti, he got Prabhupada Leela. Next thing you do is the Aditi's Leela. Hello, as I am here. Yeah, Raghu Nandan Thakur, that's why his name. I was right, Raghu Nandan. I said Raghu, Raghu Nandan, not Raghu. Raghu Nandan. So he established the Didi and Katwa, and he was the one that, when he was a boy, the Didi was eating from his hand. So, Jai Raghu Nandan Thakur ki. So this Srikanda, many devotees came from Srikanda. Anahari Thakur, Chiranjeev, Raghunandan Thakur, Mukundananda. Narahari Thakur was the last major associate who living. We chant when we sing the evening kirtan. Kiranarahari Adikari. So he wrote some book also, which we used in our GDT deliberation, the Krishna Vajranamrita, about gurus who fell. He said this did happen sometimes in Lord Chaitanya's movement subsequent to his departure. What was interesting was because the year it was very hard to travel, so people walked. The year, 1 year anniversary of his disappearance, all the Vaishnavas came, and he manifested. He manifested on his over his samadhi, on his seat. He was there for like 12 hours, and until the offer the Raj broke. He closed the door, offered the lunch. When he opened, he was gone. I was thinking how nice it probably came somewhere. In any case, Narahari Chakra, he came and he spoke to the devotees and he was there for the 6 hours, half a day. And then he answered their questions or not, and then when they offered the lunch prasad, the Raj broke. They opened the door, he was gone. But all these things happened in Srikanda. So, I like that. There's many deities I established by Lord Chaitanya and his associates. These deities are very special. So similarly, the deities that were established by, worshipped by Prabhupada, they're very special. And like that, I used to travel a number of times around the world. But I don't know much. Only the airport and the deities, the temple. In between, this is what you see when you drive by. I wouldn't know much. Now that I've been here, one time I saw the what's it called, the Griffith Observatory. That's all I know in LA. I never been to Hollywood except for High Mountain. But the deities all over the world, there are faces of pilgrims. They are special. So we should be very careful when we worship deities. They are the avatar of the Lord. Avatar is not a famous word, but they are misrepresenting what actually avatar is. Apparently someone talked to the producer. He said he was impressed by Krishna. That's why he named the residents of this planet all Rupa Vatila. I don't know, but that's what I heard. Any case, I end the class here. Any comments from Salas or any other Prabhupada disciple? Any comments or questions from anyone?
Well, I can have a little comment, I guess. We're very fortunate here because Srila Prabhupada personally touched the body of Rukmini Dwarkanath and installed the deity personally. And he also directed the worship of the deity here at New Dwarka. So in this verse is described that we should not see the deity or the spiritual master as being ordinary, like the deity not being stone, or that the spiritual master is an ordinary man. So I would say that whatever opulences or success New Dwarka Temple has had these years is due to the fact that Prabhupada personally had a hand in directing this particular temple here that he actually loved very much. So hearing your class, it reminded me, refreshed my memory, how important it is to realize, or at least remember, what this temple represents, what it actually is. So thank you very much for the memory.
Hello. No Dwarka Dava Ki. Shabhavada Ki. Jai Rukmini Dwarkadish Ki. Rukmini Dwarkanath Ki. Jai Jagannath Valdez Vajra Ki. Jai Gaurdintai Ki.
Maharaj, I came in late, but I don't know, did you describe the story that you told on a couple years ago in Bombay that Brahmananda told you about Prabhupada, how he was instructed by the deities here to go back to India and establish Krishna consciousness again in India? You remember that story?
Not in great detail. Now that you say it, I remember it, but I have to think. I mean, that's what I know.
Well, the story was that Srila Prabhupada was instructed by his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to preach in the West. But little is known why Prabhupada had a great desire to open the temple in Bombay and Krishna Balaram temple and all the different temples in India, that was a big push for him. People wonder why, because people say, well, we're from India, we know Krishna. But actually, Brahmananda described the story that when Prabhupada was here in L.A., that the deities here personally instructed Prabhupada to go back to India and establish the centers there.
Hello. So, all the temples in India should feel very grateful. So, the deity is here. Huh? We heard Prabhupada say that he was ordered to preach in the Western country, but he went back to India because he said, how can I stand by while the India goes to hell? I bring people all over the world to India to show that the Holy Land, and that people are, if they are like materialistic, then it's not going to be very good preaching, so. But he didn't say too much. So the at that time, I wasn't the personal secretary, so Brahmananda and Devananda Pandit and others were serving Prabhupada, so they were done. He said, this came from Ramananda. Right?
Correct. You can hear the story on Memories of Srila Prabhupada, part 49. if you want to hear it from the horse's mouth. Or the devotee's mouth, excuse me.
Where can you get this tape?
PrabhupadaMemories.com. Order now. Hare Krishna. And there's one in your room. You can watch it yourself. You're on it. You should see it.
I'm just giving you some free advertisement.
Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.